I feel like there's going to be a theme this week because I have been stressed out lately.
She has just a little bit.
Yesterday, it was about just handling like one thing at a time, what you can do right now, not taking on, you know, the responsibilities of your whole week up ahead of you, just one thing at a time. And today, it's like when you get stressed, zoom out. And that is a huge part of living with, you know, your learned wisdom, what you've accumulated over the years with grace, with minimizing needless suffering, is just to put things in perspective sometimes. If you can set your problems and your obsessions, because some of us, you know, you cannot help but to pick at a problem over and over and over and over in your head, even when there's nothing you can do about it. Or you obsess over something that you've done wrong and you can't fix it. It's these things you have to zoom out. Look at the relative size and importance, and hopefully that'll put a restless soul at ease. The farther away you are from something, the smaller it appears. That is just the rule of perspective, right? Yeah. That's the whole thing. And so when you're in a challenging situation or you have a decision ahead of you or these big emotions, there's actually this neurobiologist from Stanford who says that when you're stressed, when you're in one of these challenging situations and you are stressed, your vision literally narrows and things really can become more blurry. Your eyes even turn slightly inward towards your nose. The phrase "he can't see past the end of his nose" has some basis in science. Like you cannot, your perspective very literally and physically gets a little skewed. So zoom out, expand your visual field, soften your gaze, widen your peripheral vision, unhook yourself from this stress response where you're just mired in the details and just like going over something again. You lose the bigger picture when you do that. You've always heard you can't see the forest for the trees. That is about perspective. And being detail-oriented adds a very useful skill, but sometimes you just need to stop, zoom out, look at the sunset. Try to sense Earth spinning hugely in space. Ask yourself if these problems that you're encountering in your day-to-day life, this one thing that you're obsessing over, maybe you got in trouble at work or something came up that didn't work out for you, about the grand scheme of things in your life, is it really going to matter? Put some distance between you and your problems. Shorten the distance between you and your priorities, because those are part of the bigger picture. Your values and your priorities are this part of you that's the greater part of yourself. So I hope that helps you. Perspective is a powerful thing, and I hope you utilize it.